civicmedia.us to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The hymns and the songs, everything, it was fabulous. It was just absolutely fabulous. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Julie Newman traveled from Canada for today's coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. A Chicago police officer shot and killed in the line of duty on the city's south side early today. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
I've directed the superintendent to spare no expense, to make sure that we find the people responsible for this and bring them to justice.
CPD says a fellow officer responding to reports of gunfire found his colleague at the scene and took her to the hospital where she died. The favorite going into today's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte had a foot injury. The White House says President Biden will give the commencement address at Howard University and the Air Force Academy. This is ABC News. A baseball announcer apologizing for seemingly slipping up on the air.
Oakland Athletics TV announcer Glenn Kuiper using a racial slur on air during a pregame segment before last night's game at Kansas City. During that telecast on NBC Sports California, Kuiper later apologizing, saying his remark, quote, didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to, unquote. An A statement calling Kuiper's language unacceptable. Kuiper is in his 20th year as an A's play-by-play voice. Joey Waller, ABC News.
About a week after the New York City Transit Authority announced it would stop publishing commuter alerts to Twitter, the notices are back on the platform. Transit officials announced that they'd stop publishing the alerts when Twitter said it would have to start charging for some of the services required to provide them. Well, then in an about-face, Twitter said it would restore free access to government services. So the notices are back. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4.
on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Sing a song and dance. City to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer. We can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer. Two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer. For those of you who have never seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed. Not here. 'Cause I like milk. I like cookies. Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches. I like cream. I like field and I like stream. Diamonds, clubs, and hearts. I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down. That will never happen. I will never be depressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So I like Betty, I like meatballs, and I like guys.
not an I like Buddha. I like cheddar brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones, and Doors. I like to shop at hardware stores. I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything. Sing! I like men, I like women. I like sinking, I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don. Happy days, the wrath of Khan. Won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine. I like to think that love is blind. I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
Backseat Radio, we are local music. A Madison legend right there. Pat McCurdy for your 7 o'clock double dip. I like everything. There you go,
he's a statewide legend, Jimmy.
Oh, man, is he ever.
And he's a legend in his own mind, too.
Oh, that's funny.
That's awesome. Pat's actually, he's in, where is he at today? Oh, he's up in Eau Claire tonight at the Plus. Mm-hmm. If you're up in Eau Claire, want to see him. He's also playing in Chicago at Reggie's on May 17th. Hope you're all having a good night. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr.
Hello.
Holding down the fort. We got Sunspot. Talking to them after 7:30. We got Bard Notes coming up later on. Right now, Sims from Harmonious Whale is in the house.
Sims.
How you doing, Sims?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
It's great to see you. There's
great to see you guys too.
Big news for you. A couple tours coming up. And we want people to join you over in Ireland and Scotland.
Oh.
Let's talk about the Ireland trip. There's two trips here, July 18th to the 27th, August 12th to the 21st, Sims. Tell us about the Irish trip here.
Well, it's basically us on the bus. It's about a 24-passenger bus and stays in three different places three nights in a row. So it's really easy going. Don't have to get on the bus till maybe 10 in the morning.
Oh, because you'll sleep in.
I've been at the pub the night before.
Yeah.
There's
with
music every night.
Dark beers.
There's some dark beers. There you got it.
Oh my
God. It's not a concert tour. We are hosts, and so they hire a lot of great Irish musicians, and then we play with them, music with them, and then move along to the next, the next night and the next.
That is so great.
You know, see a lot of old castles and learn some really cool stuff of Irish history, and
And I'm sorry, Terry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Sims, this is like an organized tour. It's professionally done. You're going to have a great time. Talk about some of the places, some of the towns you're going to stop by.
Mostly it's down in the southwest, but this time we're going north to Donegal and Sligo. And then, did you see that stupid movie of the Banshees of Inisherin? It was filmed. It was stupid.
I hated it,
but it was filmed on Achill Island, and so the accents and the people, and it's just gorgeous. But so we'll go out to Achill Island and Clifton, and then this is all around Galway, sort of, and the whole thing ends. The last night is down near Doolin, and so you can get back to Shannon Airport, which is close to Limerick.
Oh my gosh! And you did say you will play too.
We
even
do play
though
some.
You're hosting the bus and everything, and everybody
we'll
on
sing
it.
Sing on the bus, and times like in a castle or in a some of the cool archaeological spots. I mean, there's standing stones and really neat druid sites.
Oh.
So it's pretty magical, and they bring in a lot of smart folks. People who say good words.
People are not at the pub the following night.
So you actually learn something.
You learn a lot.
Yes.
It's great.
That
you
is
know?
Terrific. That's
yeah,
awesome.
We just it'll change your life. It's really a life enhancing.
Do you get to
thing.
Drink on the bus?
Oh, I.
We encourage it.
There's your good.
Oh, I we do, and you're being driven around. So we stop for lunch.
Yeah.
Well, you're being driven. No problem.
Yeah.
Have a little Irish coffee with your lunch.
Well,
then.
And you guys are so much fun. I can only imagine how crazy and just joyful.
Well, if it's not fun, don't do it.
There
right?
you go. Yeah. I like that.
And the thing about a lot of these people that have come with, we're friends for life. They'll come out to see us. We played the North Street Cabaret the other night, and a third of the crowd had been to Ireland or Scotland with us. We've been doing this for 8 years or so.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. You know, we really get to know people. And
the dates for the Ireland tour is July 18th to the 27th. And August 12th through the 21st. You want to get your plans in right now because seats are definitely filling up.
Yeah, they are.
And get on that. There's another one, too, to Scotland.
Yeah, they're off to Scotland.
Is that a whiskey
trip? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, Scotland is July 29th to August 9th. Tell us about the Scotland tour here.
This one, we start in Glasgow and then go north to the Isle of Skye and then just kind of go right through Skye and get up to Harris and Lewis. The Trump family was from one of those two islands, and it's really powerful how these people just disdain it. They just, they hate him.
Wow.
And there's gorgeous poetry and songs and stuff that, you know, this is not what we're about, and this is, they're not living true to the Scottish way. And right. So after we leave Harris and Lewis, we go through Inverness and then out to the Orkney Islands, and then come back through Inverness and go back to Glasgow.
You gave me a brochure. Sorry, Racker. You gave me a brochure, and the photos are stunning.
You think the landscape and the scenery up there is absolutely.
Wow. Okay, go ahead, Racker.
I was going to ask actually about, well, if you go to the different islands, that must mean a little boating, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's ferries like all over the place.
Wow,
yeah.
Nice.
And you can't drive, 10 minutes without finding a distillery, and so. Should we stop at this one?
Let's see.
Yeah, how long is the selling point right there?
To get through Scotland.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And the last time we were there, we learned all about the clans and the Highlanders and the Clarence. You know, it's really good history. I mean, after a while, you kind of get into history because you've been in on most of it.
But have you had people on any of the buses that are like, oh my gosh, I'm learning about my family right now?
Yeah, quite a bit.
That's going to be so fascinating.
That would be the thing with me if I go to Ireland.
Yeah,
you know, being a killer lane, you know, they got to find the heritage over there.
Yeah, and
the magical potato.
right.
And then some guy jumps out with a sword and he's like, there can only be one.
Oh, no.
You're a clan against mine.
Right.
So the notion in Ireland and Scotland is that when somebody knocks on your door, you have to let them in. It's just this hospitality thing. And you have to feed them. If you don't like them, you don't have to feed them warm food, but you have to feed them. So if you give someone the cold shoulder of lamb.
Oh,
wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know, when I was over in Amsterdam, they always had these bars that said warm beer and cold food or warm.
Right.
That was your sign.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You could have some
cold shoulder.
Don't stay too long. Yeah, cold shoulder. Isn't that crazy?
That's great.
Wow.
Sims here from Harmonious Whale. HarmoniousWhale, WAIL.com. Mm-hmm. Just click on the International Music Tour tab.
Yep.
It will give you the details for both tours. Once again, the Ireland, there's two trips to Ireland, July 18th to the 27th.
We want to go.
August 12th to the 21st. If Scotland's more your speed, July 29th to the 9th.
Right.
And Sims, if people wanted to reach out to you personally, they could do that too, I'm sure. Right?
Sure, I'm all over that site. That's me.
Yeah.
Click anything on the site and I'll find it.
And he's quick. He's quick to respond.
Right. Right.
Sims, I really appreciate you coming in and telling us about this. This sounds like so much fun.
It really does.
And we'll have you back soon, I hope. Okay.
Oh, you guys are great. Thanks a gazillion.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Appreciate it. Always good to see you.
Always.
Bar Notes is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, brand new music. I love this band, Secret Menu. This song is called 18. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cyclical fights that never stop an ending. When we fall asleep, start over. Ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. We'll be right back.
strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory. Right now, the future's telling me it's all forgiven. If a story has an ending, I don't like ignoring calls from my family and friends. They might not be there in the morning.
Secret Menu is the name of the band that's 18 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local
Jimmy
music.
Kay.
They are awesome.
I love
the
them.
Harmonies.
Officially, they are fun.
Yeah, yeah, really
good. Where
are
they from?
They're from Madison here. They just had their debut show last week at the Rigby.
Okay.
And from what I could see on social media, the Rigby was packed. So there you go.
I can see it.
Rocker, we got some big news to drop on the people right now that I'm very excited about. It's actually about a topic that we were asking our listeners questions about a couple weeks ago here on Max Inc. Radio.
That's right, Jimmy.
About matinee shows. Early shows. Remember that? We had that conversation.
We did.
Overall, what did people agree?
Everybody wants to go to early shows,
okay.
Terry. Everybody wants an early show.
I am with you.
It's really, it's really actually quite unanimous. Like, I was very surprised. So, to explore this topic, Max Inc. Radio is going to start the Max Inc. Radio local music matinee concert series. So it's going to be a whole series. We're going to start May
20th. Yeah, why do one? Well, we could just do a whole series.
We're going to do like once a month. So May 20th will be our first one, and that will be on that'll be a Saturday matinee. That'll be from doors open at noon, show 1 to 4 p.m. at the High Noon Saloon, and we'll have three bands.
We'll announce the lineup next week.
Oh!
That's right. But we
here's
do,
the tease about just get these dates on the calendar.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah. May 20th, June 30th. We'll talk about that in 1 second. And then June, August 20th, and September 24th. So it's going to be a whole series that'll take all summer to do. And we'll book all the bands for it. And it'll be all local music.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a really good time. And most of the shows will be 1 to 4. Now, June 30th is going to be a special show, Jimmy, because that's going to be Iron Plow.
And, wait, who's an Iron Plow?
And Lo-Fi Killers.
Who's an Iron Plow?
Who's this Iron Plow guy?
Well, we're going to do 5 to 7 p.m. patio.
Yes.
So that's going to be all ages and no covers. So that's kind of a special one we'll be doing Friday, June 30th. Iron Plow and
the patio pack.
Lo-Fi Killers. Remember when we had them in here in the studio?
Yeah. Yes.
A couple of young guys. Great. The guy plays the John Bonham drum set.
Yeah.
Two-piece band. Really good. Really full of a lot of energy. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that show June 30th at the High Noon Saloon on the patio outside. Lots of fun.
And if you didn't get the, you know, Jimmy K and I teasing Rocker, Rocker's Ian Iron Plow.
What?
Yeah.
He just happens to be the
Rocker's in Iron Plow?
We were having this crazy messaging round and round back and forth between the three of us. And then Rocker said, oh, I wonder if I could get Iron Plow booked. And we're all like, who? Yeah. What? Never heard of Iron Plow.
Hey, you know, I have to say, though, I'm having a lot of fun playing in bands. Now, if you've known me, I was a publisher of Maximum Ink Music Magazine for 25 years. I couldn't play in a band.
No, you know,
I had other things going on. And so, you know, after the lockdowns and we stopped the print magazine and we're full on in radio here, I thought, you know, maybe I have a little extra time to play in a band. So I am playing in a band. And it's a
his band is really fun.
It's Iron Plow. Mm-hmm. They're a lot good. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to go. Bar Notes is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Sunspots in the house. They're coming up after 7:30. Right now, let's do some lo-fi killers right now. Until She's Gone on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Here are your three quick notes highlighting a few of the happenings across the Wisconsin music scene. First note and a question for you. Where do you think Wisconsin ranks when it comes to funding the state's arts organizations and creative sectors? Now, this includes theaters, museums, digital and visual arts, music, and a whole lot more. The things that really enrich our lives and communities. So again, where does the state rank in funding the arts?
Are you surprised when I tell you last? It's true. The state budget shows just 14 cents a person is spent on the arts. Compare it with our neighbors, Minnesota, which ranks as number 3, spending more than $7 a person on the arts, or even Illinois at number 7 with per capita funding at a little more than $5. Okay, so there's a movement you can join right now to let our lawmakers know how you feel about what is being budgeted for the arts. Go to WisconsinCreates.com and you'll find details to take action before the current budget goes to a vote. Again, WisconsinCreates.com. All kinds of information and how you can also help support the arts. All right, here's note number 2, and this one focuses on the Young Garage Band competition, Rock Onsen. The application process just closed, and we are told bands representing 56 high schools and middle schools from all across the state have signed up to compete for the opportunity to play at Summerfest and win some cool gear and a whole lot more. The 56 bands will be narrowed down to 10 finalists and announced on the Rock Onsen social media page May 15th. We'll, of course, share it on our social media, too. We'll also talk about it on the show. But right now, we just want to say congrats and good luck to everyone involved in this terrific Rock Onsen program. We just think it's great. Finally, and, you know, not to toot our own horn, but toot toot! We are so excited to tell you we recently learned our show, Max Inc. Radio, is a finalist for a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award. A whammy! It's an honor just to be nominated, and it took your votes to get us through to the final round. So a huge thank you for supporting Max Inc. Radio. Now, we are in really good company as a finalist, too, but we think it shows what all of us are doing to share local music, that it matters. So along with us, there are many deserving artists and performers from all across the state also up for their own whammy. Now, the Whammy Award winners will be announced Sunday, May 21st, starting at 7 p.m. It's happening at Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee. You can find more information about this, get the complete list of all the finalists, and get your tickets to the show at Whammy. That's WAMI.org. WAMI.org. I've had an opportunity to attend and also co-host the show a couple of times. It is a wonderful way to celebrate the state's music scene. All right, there are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr. Thank you for supporting the artists playing all the notes at live music bars and venues across Wisconsin.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Have you ever knew? It's a new day, darling. New way to choose.
Hey, music lovers. Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
CBS News special report. 8 people were killed in the nation's latest mass shooting, this time at a busy mall in Allen, Texas. That is north of Dallas. 7 more were hurt. A gunman stepped out of a silver sedan, began firing. He, too, was fatally shot. Police Chief Brian Harvey.
One of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots, went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect, and neutralized the suspect.
With more, CBS's Olivia Leach.
A law enforcement source tells CBS News that FBI and ATF agents are on the scene and assisting local authorities.
Allen, Texas Mayor Ken Falk.
The city of Allen pledges to offer our complete support. We know you are grieving. We are grieving. Rest assured, the nation and the world are also grieving.
For the 8 dead in that mass shooting in Allen, Texas. CBS News special report. I'm Tom Foti.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are.
But with Gingras, Thompson, and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras, Thompson, and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Mike.
And this is Wendy.
From Sunspots.
And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain. Spend the I just don't know. Whoa, whoa. for the profane, or a dream of the insane. Well, we just can't explain and spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
Spend the night as brand new Sunspot on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Don't forget to hit the podcast page at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio tab. And boom, all the archives that we've done in recent time are all right there. Interviews, Live in the Devil's Lair, and the whole show itself. Max Inc. Radio Podcast at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Sunspot is a rare band. It's not often in our local music scenes that a single band spans nearly 3 decades, 9 albums, more Whammy and Mama awards than can be mentioned, thousands of shows and podcasts, and so many music videos. They even made their own pop-up video series. But what sets Sunspot apart from nearly any other band that's been together for more than 25 years? They're all founding members, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Mike, woo! Wendy, and Ben, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, it's so great to have all of you here.
Glad to be here.
Wow. Mm-mm.
Now, Mike, more than 25 years in the same band with the same people. What's the glue that keeps you guys together?
We're too dumb to quit.
Oh, man.
Well, for those of our listeners who are not yet familiar with Sunspot, give us a little background on the band.
Why don't you kick it off, Ben?
Yeah, sure. That Butch Walker song.
Get up on that microphone, please.
That Butch Walker song where he's like, yeah, driving around in the van, smelling each other's farts, eating each other's peanut butter. Like, oh, no. The glue that holds it all together, like, we got our, like, you know, spatial issues out of the way early. We used to tour in the front seat of my tiny little Nissan pickup truck, three across. So, like, you know, 60 hours at a time. And I think we got to know each other real well.
Right.
Like, when you find people you love making music with, you just want to keep doing that, you know? And, like, everybody gets their, like, egos out of the way early, and we just focus on writing and performing great music.
Oh, and we're so glad you
and
do.
Also, we only speak to each other through our lawyers.
That too.
Except at radio interviews. That really helps.
Oh, man. We're glad you're all here, yes.
The juggling of the band. I mean, obviously, Sunspot, you all play a lot of shows, but you also have family life, kids, and stuff like that, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that obviously you can't just be like, all right, we're going to, you know, drive to, you know, just say, like, we're going to drive to Tennessee and take a week and just, you have to plan more now. Than you did in the past.
Yeah.
But there's still opportunities, and if you're willing to focus and get into it, you can still find great places to, you know, to go and do it. It's still fun.
Do any of the kids want to be your roadies? Or do they see what this is entailed and they're like, no.
I think I've warned my children off enough to get a real job.
I think we played at that gig we did in, was it Monona? And they were like, it's too loud, and they left after the first song.
Oh, no. Okay, so as a female to female, how do you deal with these two guys? Wendy, you are so brave, though hopefully you kind of hold these.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you. Well,
yeah, wow.
Actually, it's pretty easy because, you know, they're best friends that have, they're like brothers to me.
Yeah.
So brothers that you like, that you tolerate. No, I'm kidding. It really hasn't been hard. I mean, it's been even the disgustingness of the van. And
oh, man.
Yeah. And it is bad. They're not exaggerating. No, it's really bad. But
that's part about being in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm lucky to have good friends that I like to make music with. Yep. So.
Popping the top there.
Yeah.
You know what I love about you guys? I want to ask you because... you had a really big show last night. But there's something magical when the three of you are together and just the way you all look at each other and interact with the audience. And I think everybody gets that. So who'd you open for last night and how did that feel? Yes. Well,
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yes. Was it cool?
It felt awesome. And it was, they just are amazing professionals. I mean, the show they put on, like, people were on their feet the entire night. And so, and they were all really cool to us. They were super complimentary to us about our set, which is so nice, you know.
Well, and we're not a since we're not a disco ish band.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
like that's right. That's the weird thing. However, everybody, like, you know, we know how to put on a party.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. So we, I mean, it's not going to be obviously a 70s nose candy party or whatever, but
it's a noofta party.
It's definitely going to be a noofta party, and we had it was a great time, and the crowd was awesome. And everybody in the band and the venue couldn't have been any nicer to us local yokels. So it really was a nice experience.
And of course, this was Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells. So we got to give them a shout out too. Yeah.
Favorite, and the crowd too.
Yeah. Favorite song from Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Oh.
Well,
I mean, Boogie Shoes was really good.
Yeah, that's been in my head all
day. It's got to be Boogeyman. Boogeyman is
Boogeyman was very.
They kind of could go one to the other. They would, you know.
Right. Little, yeah.
I just want to learn the dance because they had the choreography and it's like I want to know how to do that.
And it's just when you see like, you know, a 1,500 people just going buck wild and having a great time and dancing and not caring, and people are dressed up like it's the 70s and everybody's, and even, you know, we're playing, when we were up there, we were playing songs, you know, the 98% of those people had never heard before. We're playing our own music for them. We're getting them clapping and going. It's just a great feeling. Everybody was in the mood to have a good time. And, you know, we find out that when, you know, we get in front of people, a lot of people who are looking to have a good time, things turn out pretty good for Sunspot.
I was pleased with how amazingly generous the audience was. Like, we finished our first song, and it was very different than disco. And it was like, what's going to happen?
Right.
And it was electric. People were ready for a really good time last night. I had so much fun.
Yeah, it was a top 10 show for me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And now you guys are playing May 26th, and you're going to be opening for Guns N' Roses drummer Steven Adler.
Yes.
Right. And that's also at the Crystal Grand?
No, this one's going to be at Bratfest.
At Bratfest.
This is free for everybody to show.
Oh, right down the road.
Oh, boy. Yep. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well,
it's just basically him doing the drum beat from Paradise City. No, he's got... He's got this collection of really great Sunset Strip musicians that play some of the GNR classics and some of those great, like, sleaze, glam, late
80s,
you know, kind of songs that everybody could appreciate who remembers that music. And it's going to be a great set, and a lot of his work and the bands he played with are very influential to us. So it's going to be fun. Like, we're gonna pull out all the stops, whatever, and we're going to go crazy.
That's going to be awesome. Sunspot is live in the studio with us right now. The Strangest Frequency, that's your ninth studio album?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ninth album, guys. And plus, it's up for a whammy this year, too. Tell us about the album and tell us how it fits into the discography as a whole.
That's a big question.
How does... right? How the building blocks of our life, Jimmy. Really, this one, I think... sonically, it's one of the strongest sounding albums we've recorded. Mm-hmm. Where you put it in and you crank it up, and it's because we're kind of in the age now with the MP3s, people playing stuff on not iPods but their phones and computers that set up.
Yep.
And the way it's right, I play it on my 8-track. What do you mean? Sonically, you put it in, and the bass kicks, the guitar is really crisp, the drums. It feels great to listen to. And this is less of an experimental record. It really is a rock record, ooh, like a straight up guitar rock record. And I'd say that's closer to our original sound than anything we've done in a while.
Mm.
And it's also, you know, you learn a little bit with each album. So, I mean, not to state the obvious, but each album we've done is we've grown a little bit and we've gotten a little better at the recording process and the writing process. So, we're pretty proud of how it turned out and happy with it, really happy with it.
Number 9, congrats. Holy cow.
This is the fourth one with Eric at Cherry Pit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Nice. And like, the more we work together, the like more he knows our sound, and like his skills, you know, continue to
he's
refine.
A genius.
Like, yes, I mean,
he
like he makes us.
That guy's he's a wizard.
He fixes all our stuff.
Yeah. We just recorded there like 2 months ago.
Right?
That guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, now you guys are also have a video, and it's your newest video. It's called "I Don't Want to Be a Ghost."
Yeah.
And you know, is this going to make it to the pop-up video series? Tell us about the video.
I hope so.
We should bring that back.
Well, first of all, we recorded it at Maxwell Mansion in Lake Geneva, and Maxwell Mansion actually is got a ton of haunted stories. Ulysses S. Grant stayed there.
You know, so they have a
Grant suite.
Didn't Nancy Reagan stay there, too?
Maybe it was Nancy.
That's what you told me.
Okay. Now we know why it's haunted.
The ghost of Nancy Reagan.
Right. There's a big Dare poster where she used to stay. No.
Yes.
It's really cool. I mean, and they let us have the place for the night.
Oh, wow.
Just us. We get to go
even
in.
The staff left and everything.
Record, try different things.
Were you scared?
Think
about it.
The door. Do we have time for a ghost story?
We got about three and a half minutes here.
3.5 minutes?
Please yes.
So we couldn't figure out why the door kept locking, right? Or unlocking. One of the two. Nobody else remembers this?
I was focusing on the production, Ben. I think you had to go to the ghost.
I got grabbed by a ghost.
Ben was on ghost watch.
I got grabbed by a ghost. Okay, so we couldn't figure out why the door to the Grant suite kept locking. So, because nobody was doing it.
It's an old-fashioned door. It's probably a
150-year-old door.
It shouldn't have been locking.
Right.
No. Should not have been locking.
There was some weird stuff. Wendy had, a haunted experience in the bar, right when we were filming.
You and those ghosts, man. You're always chasing those ghosts. Yeah. The ghosts are chasing
you. They were chasing us that night.
So we did it over one night, and we just started, at 5 o'clock, and then we went to, 5 o'clock in the morning. Shot it, and then took a couple weeks to edit it, and it was just a really fun experience. But it was intense.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Yeah, because we combined it with we did a little paranormal investigation at the same time, too.
So, tell us about Snozfest real quick.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a charity event in Janesville, benefiting a charity called Grace's Gifts that helps children that have been through trauma and their families. But it's a friend of ours, a very important cause. And there's going to be a ton of bands, and they're having food carts and everything at the back bar in Janesville.
Yeah.
And they have a softball tournament, I think, too.
Oh, it's one of those where there's a ton of stuff going on.
Yeah, but the only important thing is the sunspots.
Right. Of course.
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
So when and what time are you guys playing?
June 10th.
Yes, June 10th, Saturday.
I think we're on at 11, but we'll have it on our website. Yeah. And have
tickets. And we'll share it.
Thank you. And we have tickets available for $15. That's a whole day, and there's a ton of bands playing. It's not just us, so.
Yes.
We hope people come and join us in Janesville because we haven't played there in a long time.
And it's for a great cause.
A great cause important.
Yep. Janesville Rockers. Rock County, they rock down there.
That's right. They have no choice.
Right, it's in the name.
You guys, can we mention one more thing? Make Music Madison.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
Oh, good. Go for it, Jimmy K.
June 21st, right outside the brand new Civic Media Station, 202 State Street. Eddie Berth is opening up the show at 3 o'clock. Sunspot at 4 o'clock. And Dana Perry wrapping up the day at...
Oh, I love Dana.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
That is just going to be.
You guys are playing a couple shows for Make Music Madison.
Yeah,
You always do, don't you?
Well, we like to practice before we get to the main event. So we're going to make sure.
Nice and good.
We're going to make sure the songs sound good. We're going to bring the best stuff to the Max Inc. Radio stage.
Yes. Does that mean you have fluffer shows?
We certainly do.
That's one way of putting it.
We certainly do. No, I take my blue chew before the first show, and then by the time we hit the stage, I'm finally ready. Well, like you said, we've been in a band a long time. I'm pretty old.
That's great.
Okay. On that note, just look for Sunspot all over the place on Make Music Madison Day, June 21st.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
What is it?
Sunspotmusic.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And the See You on the Other Side podcast. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
So that influenced a lot of the songs that are on the album. So we would talk to people with various paranormal proclivities, and we would write a song inspired.
You need a pop filter for that one.
That was the OPP, right? Other people's paranormal proclivities. But that would inspire some kind of topic, and we'd force ourselves to write a song for every episode. And we did nearly 300 episodes. And then after, during the pandemic, we would do live things from home. So we did another 50 videos during that year. So there's just if you go to the Sunspot Music YouTube channel, you have the rest of your life ahead of you.
Yeah. You could spend hours and hours.
Thank you, though. Thank you for doing it.
Mike, Ben, Wendy, we love you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. For the decades
of support for local music, guys, we really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. I don't want to be a ghost. It's Sunspot on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I don't want to be a ghost. I just want to be a man. I don't want to hear my friends when I cannot talk to them. I'll be right behind the wall. I'll wait for you to call my name. I used to want to come back as a spirit and be in some romantic tragedy. I'd be Patrick Swayze and you would be my sweet Demi. But when I talk, you couldn't hear it. If I materialized, you couldn't see. How could I be happy without some sexy pottery? If we can't be together, who wants to live forever? When you're just looking right through me. If I will always be lonely, there's no point in eternity. See you looking right through me. I don't wanna be a ghost. I just wanna be a man. I don't wanna hear my friends when I can't talk to them. I'll be right behind the wall. I'll wait for you to call my name. If I walked the earth as a phantom, I'd haunt every place we used to go. But what would I do with all these strangers in our home? And if every time my show was random and I was just an orb in some photos, I'd rather be 6 feet beneath an old gravestone. What's the point of a soul if there's no one to make you whole? A special spectator. I just got to the light. I just got to the light. I just got to the light. If I can't see you tonight, then I just got to the light. If we can't make things right, then I just got to the light. If I'm out of your sight, I just got to the light. There's no reason to fight. I just got to the light.
Jenna Jane is live in the Devil's Lair. Michael Grassman from Soundcheck Entertainment and a double dip of Jaden James is next. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.